The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all.
Welcome to today's edition of the National Intel Report. This is going to be a super special edition, and you're worth it. Your time is worth it. And do support RBN, whether you do it through the mail, by the telephone, or through any means that you have access to. And thank you for keeping this up and running. And I'm so grateful and thankful for the character and the just the determination of John Stadtmiller being able to do a two-hour broadcast, how he did every single day for all those years, Monday through Friday. And I'm really missing him. And so I'm going to hop in, and I've got also on the line a super special guest from currently hanging out up there in Vancouver, Canada. And I put that song for the opening part. It's called Coast to Coast, and that's by the Scorpions. And so a lot of good guitar shredding happening there. A lot of amazing things taking place from coast to coast across the entire North American continent. And it's so exciting. I think my hairs are all standing up on edge, and being mostly Norwegian, I don't have that many. There's a lot of bad stuff going on, so you really need to be stable and strong and have that foundation and call upon the Creator when things go, sideways on us.
because they all are. And, you know, a couple of mass casualty car crashes in Nevada recently. It's just mayhem out there, to say the least. And so those of you that are healthcare professionals, being the doctor, I'm going to put that little, I guess, hat on for a second here, and I'm going to really encourage and support and reinforce the things that need to be done. If you're youngsters, if you're oldsters, it doesn't matter. If you want to be a healing arts professional in this day and age, you know, the chiropractors, we knew what was going on. We went through the AIDS crisis. We didn't shut anything down. We took care of the people. We kept our public clinics open. And, you know, thank you, Dad, for watching The Omega Man with me and Charlton Heston as a kiddo. That came in handy. I had no idea. So for our healthcare professionals, our naturopaths, and our chiropractors, and some of our dual, or even got some triple doctors out there. Bastyr University up north was a great thing to come along because Dr. Bastyr had the DC, Doctorate of Chiropractic, and the ND, the naturopathic. So that sort of healthcare provider has access to all kinds of really good diagnostic laboratory tests that are kind of, I don't know, it just seems like they're trying to cover up certain antigen tests and things like that. And so to support the continuing of your education, whether you've got your license or not, you need to know a lot of things so that you can be that, you know, that foundation for your family, friends, loved ones, and your patients. And so one of the most important, and this is so inexpensive, it doesn't even seem real. Any kind of healthcare provider that's done a continuing education seminar, you know, sure, you can go on a cruise ship or could back in the day. But now, instead of hanging out with a bunch of idiots with their screens and their laptops, you can do a textbook and a test booklet continuing education coursework, primarily for the radiological professional. Sometimes there's x-ray supervisor operator or, you know, all myriad of healthcare providers, medical doctors, osteopaths, you name it. And this company is Gage Continuing Education, where you can procure this book. And for some reason in California, it doesn't work because the company said that the Board of Chiropractic Examiners members, men and women, said that, oh, there's nothing in here on ionizing radiation, yet there's a whole column on ionizing radiation in the human radiation experiments. And so this book is 620 pages. It is 46 hours of continuing education units. Now, in California, we only need 24, but here you can do 46, and why not go big? So in Texas, especially, if you're in Texas or Florida, you got to get the human radiation experiments, and you got to go through it. And Florida is what they call a technical credit. Texas is a direct credit. And I was going over this list with my buddy, who happens to be a fire chief, among other things. And I said, maybe these names ring a bell to you. And praise God, he got rid of his television a little while back. So when I mention a man by the name of Walter Reed, when I mention a man by the name of J.W. Baylor, Baylor University College of Medicine, Walter Reed, Sloan Kettering, Rockefeller Commission and Foundations, Johns Hopkins University. And so folks that are into, whether you're in California, across to Virginia, if you're in Utah, you're going to want to know this because of the Dugway Proving Grounds. And let's see, that Idaho National Reactor Testing Station, do you think it's clean? And so people were getting shot up with plutonium, americium, and all done with public money. There's a bunch of executive orders you can read and learn about in this book, AMA, CDC, NIH, all those names that ring a bell that we're dealing with today. So have at it. Help yourself. Any questions, you can reach me through the private voicemail, and we'll have a great discussion on that. And I'm excited to hear about 95,000 truckers getting ready to bust out the convoy and head to D.C. in the super near future here. And I'm really thrilled for the northern neighbors that we share that enormous border with to the north there in Canada. And I'm glad to see them standing up for what is right against the turd hole that's trying to run their country down the something by the same name. And I really appreciate having a guest on who is not just a jet pilot, not just well-traveled and educated and just a really great interview. Bring up James, come on in and give us your take on the day's events, if you will. Do we have you in the do we have you on the line, James?
You got me?
Oh, right on. Yeah, yeah. And so I was just going to check in with you on any updates on what's going on today and this week and your perspective on what's going on up north. Okay. Yeah, I was getting a little interference when I was checking the. Okay. All right. Cool.
Are you there, James? James, we can't hear you, bud.
How about now? Can you hear
there
me now?
We go. We got you.
Yeah. Go for
okay,
it.
Sorry
run
about
with
that.
It.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. The last few minutes of Mike Rivero's show, I was getting the impression that the. Police or the authorities up here are going to try to do some kind of countermeasures to this caravan, which is extends all the way from the West Coast here all the way to Ottawa. And I think that's unfortunate. And I think it's a shame when the Prime Minister of Canada is not able to have the courage to face these Canadians who are not a splinter group. They account for, I believe, more than perhaps as many as 3 million people. And in a country where we only have 38 million people, 3 million is not exactly a splinter group. And I'm sorry that this prime minister, again, like I said, does not have the courage to face these very good people who are responsible for literally bringing food to our tables. And they know, these truckers know, as truckers down in the States know, that all of the infrastructure that we've enjoyed for decades and more is because there are trucks to move these items that are essential goods to everybody concerned, right? So shutting these truckers down and making them get these vaccines or so-called vaccines is simply a way to simply take the food off the average person's table because they know that the people that want to destroy the infrastructure of North America know that they need these truckers. They need to get rid of these truckers, or they need to prevent them from doing their jobs, you see. So there's a lot at stake right now. You can feel it, right? You can cut it with a knife. Back to you.
Right on. Yeah, I so appreciate your perspective, and I really miss, I've been a fan of RBN only for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years, and it's just such an incredible platform, and I really miss, Kelso had his buddy up there in Canada, and, I miss having that input that was on a regular basis. Coming in, letting us know what's going on, because the fact that we share such a huge connected landmass, across our northern border, and we have all these brothers and sisters, I'm glad that support is finally rallying up down here. And so here's the good news. It's 98% preparation and 2% opportunity. Let's let the good folks up north know about TLBtalk.com and a decent platform, where you can communicate with each other. So, yeah, spread that TLBtalk.com across the northern, across the whole northern hemisphere, if you will. And, yeah.
Well, there's a lot of things up here in Canada that we have to offer people in the United States, and there's a lot of things that the people of the United States have to offer us up here in Canada. In order to move that stuff, we need trucks. Very simple.
Yeah, and then you can, expound upon, you've spent a lot of time here in the lower 48. I mean, not the super lowest. Yeah. 48, but you've got a lot of family history that crosses that border, and really appreciate. Go ahead.
Well, okay. My grandparents came up at the turn of the 20th century, and they came up because there was free land. The last free land offered in North America was around 1900, and my maternal grandfather came up from Nebraska. And my maternal grandmother came up from Chicago. They came up separately, of course, and then they met in Canada. And my maternal grandfather had been a cattle trader in Omaha, and he had a chance to either go to South America with his company or come up to Canada and start from the beginning and set up a feedlot, which he decided to come up to Canada. And, of course, they met, and my grandmother did her registered nurse training in Alberta, and she became a registered nurse. And she actually was nursing through the Spanish influenza of 1919 in that area. And she had a lot of stories to tell me about that episode, which was quite bizarre and made a big impact on her because, of course, she saw a lot of people die. And I can say that the Americans who came up to the southwest corner of Saskatchewan in 1900, by 1929, they had the first inland grain terminals in North America. Okay, and the stamp on the grain terminal was 1929, and then, of course, there was the crash. But that's how hard these people worked when they came up here. Right? And it is unfortunate that, of course, the land that they were offered was semi-arid, okay? Now, this story is told, actually, in the book. The name of the book is called Wolf Willow. Wolf Willow, and the author is Wallace Stegner, S-T-E-G-N-E-R. And Wallace Stegner was a professor of in literature at Stanford University, and he was actually a Pulitzer Prize winner. So, yes, this tells the whole story.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show and being here today for the National Intel Report. We're going a little international, but just up to the north. We'll see you on the other side of this break, Dr. Kelly and James from Vancouver today.
Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead, and that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. One of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, Sierra Madre Precious Metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Welcome back to the National Intel Report with your special guest host and an amazing caller and a world traveler, jet, how did I make the song go? He flies his Cessna 185 and he misplaced his license, so now he doesn't drive a car, but why bother? Yeah, there's a lot going on today, and we're covering coast to coast and way up north, all the way up to the North Pole, and I think those are my people, and maybe I should just go to Antarctica where there's no 5G. Anybody want to join me on an expedition? Cool. So another thing I discovered that I just wanted to put up for the folks to know is that when I call my buddy, Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell, apparently their phone system is completely knocked out. So if anybody can reach out and kind of let them know or see if there's anything anybody can do to help, I would appreciate that too, because, you know, when the world turns against you, that's when the brothers and sisters stand up to support you, and I'd like to know what's going on with that. And so we've got our special guest, and this is James,
Southern Jameson West or James in Vancouver, if you're a frequent RBN listener and caller. And he was talking about this great documentary of what went on up in the North Country. And the author is a Wallace Stegner, and the title is Wolf Willow. And go ahead and take it away, James. And if you want to repeat that a couple of times for those of us that are writing it down, maybe we can get this in our local public library to serve our county and our people. And thank you.
Yeah, okay. So the book is called Wolf Willow, and the author is, my mind is blank here, Wallace. That's right, Wallace Stegner. In fact, my grandparents knew the Stegner family. In that part of the country, everybody knew everybody, and they all knew where everybody was from. So my grandparents knew the Stegners, and Wallace was just a young boy at the time. And so his last name, S-T-E-G-N-E-R, first name Wallace, W-A-L-L-A-C-E. And again, the name of the book is Wolf Willow. And the Stegners tried to farm that land, and they went broke doing it, and they left early because the land for, say, a decade was okay, or a decade and a half, and then the Dust Bowl came in around the 1930s or late 20s, something like that. So it was semi-arid, and interestingly enough, I was back there driving around with my father at the time around the middle 60s, and all of that land that was blowing in dust, actually, it is now, or at least in the 60s, it was being farmed, but they had to have irrigation, and they were using long pipes with big wheels, and these big wheels were rotating with the water pressure, dragging these long pipes across quarter sections of land. And that's the only way you can really farm that semi-arid land, is if you have the right irrigation system. And in the 1920s and 30s, they just did not have that technology. So
yeah, that probably would have helped to know the drip systems and things like that. But
yeah.
And if you look back into the, you know, to the crust and the record and things like that, you'll see how there was so much more, you know, moisture content, and it was easy.
Yep.
You didn't have to have the big crazy looking circle, you know, the sprinkler going
right
around, and oh my goodness. Yeah.
And the ranchers there in that corner of the province, they also had to set up a buckboard system that delivered salted meat, because their cattle weren't doing so well either. And they had to rely on each other to take that meat from one ranch to another ranch in order to survive. The people were close to starvation in some cases. So it was, it was tough.
It's a real serious winter up in the northern hemispheres and latitudes.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've got friends across, even up in Minnesota, but they're not in the northern part of the state, so they haven't had a real winter yet.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of geological difference once you cross that 49th parallel. That 49th parallel, by the way, a lot of people don't know, but the 49th parallel is the highest point in the North American continent. And all the water north of the 49th parallel flows north into Hudson's Bay and the Arctic Ocean there, and all the water south of the 49th parallel, of course, flows south into the Mississippi, and there's one other river, I forget, Colorado River. So that is a watershed, and
awesome.
There's lots of strange things going on.
Thank you much. We're on the bottom of the hour break, and we'll see you in a couple minutes there.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Well, it's all right, riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right, if you live the life you please. Well, it's all right, doing the best you can. Well, it's all right, as long as you lend a hand.
Hey, welcome back to the National Intel Report. This is Republic Broadcasting Network. This isn't the Democratic Broadcasting Network now, is it? And, just don't love the D word too much. So we picked a bunch of cool tunes for you today, and there's another one we're coming in. It is the February 1st edition of the National Intel Report 2022. This is Dr. Kelly with special guest host James, and we are reminiscing about the old North and the old West and the old South and all of them working together. You know, I'm going to call out just a tiny handful plus one of states that, man, need to stand up and get your private property food back, meaning your dairy, your real milk and your beef, and from your rancher, not from some some stranger from thousands of miles away, especially if you got a rancher right around the corner. Okay, so Delaware, Louisiana, Nevada, you neighborly swing state, you, New Jersey finally got it back, Iowa,
Rhode Island and Hawaii. And last time I checked, Nevada was like a super desert, even with lots of rain, and you're going to get thirsty. And it's just, you know, when you let somebody trespass on your rights and your property, especially when it comes to your food, you know, back in those days, the family was as healthy as the family cow. And I'm glad to know of people that traveled great distances to, you know, to give it another go and to work at it. And we need to work together with our, especially our northern neighbor. And super exciting time right now. These trucker convoys, yeah. And go ahead, we're talking with James, and he's teaching us about a lot of the history that is probably just only preserved in these wonderful books, like Wolf Willow, Wallace Stegner. I'm hoping to get that in the local public library system. And a lot of these Western movies are just, you know, just a tip of the iceberg and really refreshing and wholesome, except when you see something like a chemtrail in the sky when it's supposed to be the 1800s, or when you see, you know, Roy Rogers. I'm a good citizen. I pay my taxes. I almost fell out of my chair on that one. And, you know, my buddy's like, yeah, I only watch stuff that's, you know, before this time period. And I'm like, dude, there's propaganda all across the spectrum there. And so it would be great to just make your life as simple as possible as it was once at this time. And thank you for being here, James. And go ahead and take it away and give us another cool story.
Well, if you want to look at a Western that was shot near where I grew up, you could check out the 1976 Western drama, The Missouri Breaks, okay, starring Marlon Brando and Jack Nicholson. And that'll give you an idea of life, what it was like in that era, where you had buffalo hunters and wolf hunters, and you had the native people, and it was quite a interesting life. And the painter who got it all on canvas at the time was the great American artist Charlie Russell. Charles Marion Russell was a young painter who came out to Montana and painted everything he could. And one of my favorite paintings is called Smoke of a 45. And it is, it depicts some cowboys having a shootout with the local tavern there. Over some issue, I don't know, but I see about three or four or five horses. I see one cowboy using a Winchester 44-40 shooting into that tavern, and then the tavern people are shooting back or trying to. There's another cowboy there with a Colt. I believe it would probably be a Colt. And, yes, this was a frequent occurrence in that area. So it's Smoke of a 45. By Charles Marion Russell. Fantastic. And the colors and the artwork is incredible. And he also painted natives, buffalo hunts, all kinds of a bear. I'm looking at a grizzly bear here. Fantastically huge grizzly bear. And this was all happening there in that 1870s, 1880s period. And this is a testimony to the heritage and the legacy of the people who settled the United States and Canada. So, you can't get it better than that.
That's so cool. Yeah, and I ended up, got to meet up with a rancher who's, I guess, their late relatives and ancestors way back, several generations brought their cattle across the country, and when I was took sabbatical in Minnesota, was about 60 below zero with the wind chill right on the face of what they call Slide Mountain here. I think Lauren Green purchased mm-hmm. this Mount Rose part and owned it for a while. Don't know currently, but I think it was a good 12 below this morning, you know, with the wind chill. Yeah. And gosh, it's such an amazing country up there. But it's not that harsh, you know, country living, wilderness living, mountain living. It beats the heck out of city living, where your life expectancy is roughly half of what it should be because of all the elements that are not good for you. And so that's a beautiful thing. You know, there's a group of doctors out on the, I guess, in the Port Alberni area up north there, and they were doing mission trips to places like Cuba until, you know, just recently. And anybody that's got your license or let it go and you're interested in serving your people and maybe even more than just your own, look to the good states and, you know, possibly Missouri. Speaking of Missouri breaks, that would be a break. And, you know, support a state that has decent values, even if it's not touching your own, you know, just for the privilege to be able to serve the creation and God's good people all across this great land. And man, thank you so much again, James, for telling these great stories. We're only just missing the campfire and the guitar. And go ahead, take it away.
And the popcorn. I was looking up trucks here, and one of my favorite trucks is called the Diamond Rio. Diamond Rio C114. And this is one of the biggest trucks I've ever... I used to see them come into the shop where my father was, and... what they were doing with this truck was hauling parts for bridges for northern Saskatchewan, where they had to build bridges from prefabricated, and it was all put on a truck like this one. And I knew the mechanic. I knew the heavy-duty mechanic that worked on these Diamond Rios and these other trucks, and he was a very interesting guy. Very interesting to talk to. He knew everything about trucks going way, way back. And I don't know what they're going to do. They're talking about electric trucks right now, and I have no idea how that's going to work.
Oh, no, I want to hear you chuckle, because when I see a Tesla coming up here to Tahoe, and, you know, I read the license plate frame. I'm a license plate frame reader myself. And when I see that they've come up from, that they're, what, you know, from the bay, I'm thinking, you had to stop and recharge that thing along the way. What were you thinking in your mind?
Yeah. Well, I guess my question would be, do they have a place to plug it in?
Yeah. They set something up over, like, on the Tahoe City, which is our northwestern shore. You know, they've got the Tesla chargers out there, but I'm thinking right on the lake, do electricity and water mix not very well.
Right. Well, you could always hook it up to a windmill and hope for the best, right? Wind power.
I really love the internal combustion engine and trucks and stuff. And my dad got to work with, you know, turbo diesel Benz components and probably a whole bunch of other things that I might not learn about. And it's mm-hmm. fascinating. You know, the funny stuff that's going on is now the pregnant man, Booty Giggle, you know, is, oh, I'm going to put forth some psycho legislation where there's going to be zero deaths on the highway. You can't have zero deaths unless there's zero people driving, or should I say without, you know, just get the idiots off the road. And, yeah, I'm really, in my memory, people were talking about, yeah, if you get one of these, get yourself a tour bus, you know, like a rock star, and get yourself a Canadian Peterbilt, you know, kind of set up there, and you'll be on the road for a million miles with little or no worries. So, yeah, go yeah. for the – take it away.
Well, you know, when you have a big truck like a Kenworth or Peterbilt, whatever, with a diesel engine, of course, you don't need to shut that thing off. You can just keep it going. They never have to shut them off. And those cabs and those trucks are practically hermetically sealed, so you can sleep in the thing. You don't have to worry about any carbon monoxide poisoning or what have you, right? So it's not like a car or something like that that you know is sort of built, but it's not built to live in. But these big trucks with these diesel engines, they're made to go run forever, practically, in extreme environments. And I think this electric truck is going to be a temperamental beast.
And they were talking about, you know, there's all these lawsuits and the NIST, whatever, the highway safety. Oh, dude, they need to get rid of every antennasearch.com hit for something that's anywhere near a public highway or maybe a state park. And, you know, we just, all of that stuff is so not more of it, but none of it, you know.
Right. Yeah. Well, I hate it when those Tesla cars have exploding batteries. I mean, I hate it when that happens. That's got to be pretty messy. And pretty dangerous.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely insane. And then, you know, it's like, oh, that was my point. Pardon me. Must be the radio frequency interfering with my brain. that apparently they're going to do a software upgrade. You know how normally when you have a recall or a warranty issue, you go to the dealership and they locate, analyze, correct the problem? Oh, they're going to do your correction of the blowing through the stop sign error over the air, people. Right. Okay, if it's bad for the plane, it's bad for your brain. Don't get behind the wheel of that thing, you know. no electric.
Yes, and for example, when you rely on computerized equipment, for aviation travel, okay, you're assuming that those computers are able to withstand cosmic rays, all right? At 41,000 feet, you've got way more cosmic rays and dangerous radiations from the universe than you do at sea level, see? So if those systems get knocked out and you don't have any hydraulic equipment to back up the surfaces, the moving surfaces of your aircraft, you're in big trouble because the computer will say, well, no, I'm not going to do what you want. Well, yeah, would you mind landing? No, I don't feel like it right now. And you're going to be stuck because that's why.
Yeah, the same thing. It's just like once you leave the ground, you know, the chances of you surviving are less than zero, kind of like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and again, we were talking about DNA the other day, and when you do a long-haul flight, say 12 or 14 hours, your DNA has been exposed to that ionizing radiation, and it has knocked out a few nucleotides, believe me, by the time you get to your destination.
Exactly, you're exactly right, and what we were taught and what we taught others in chiropractic college, you know, in that good environment of a private college, is that it's close to seven x-rays, you know, meaning a front to back and a side of your cervicals, maybe a third view, a couple of the thoracic, a couple in the lumbopelvic area, and it's basically seven x-rays, but this other little note I took said that the x-ray exposure at the Bikini Atoll was equivalent to 25,000 x-rays. And basically,
well, really?
They're out there to cook us, people. They're cooking you, you know.
What's the source of that radiation again at Bikini Atoll? Oh, just the leftover from the bombs?
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Oh,
yes,
okay,
sir.
Sure. I believe that. Yes, yes.
You know, and Oh, I think we got a break coming up, too. So stick around, people. Thank you for supporting RBN on each and every break and at every opportunity. This is Dr. Kelly with the National Intel Report and our special guest host, James from Vancouver.
We're going to the end of the line.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my .357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hey, welcome back to the National Intel Report with a little bit of blackout by the Scorpions here as we come in near the top of the hour. This is Dr. Kelly, and I've got guest host James from Vancouver, or as you know him, Southern Jameson West, and author, pilot, just really a good interview with a lot of our North American history. Just really appreciate the time here, and
thank you again for those of you that have supported RBN for the present and into the future. And thank you again, James, for suggesting that I check out Tombstone, Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp. Love the Kansas Law Dog, and just really appreciate people encouraging me to check out these Westerns. And wow, just made a lot of great films in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And go ahead, take it away.
Well, don't forget the classic Shane with Alan Ladd.
Oh, yes, that reminds me. That's what you'll hear on my voicemail at the public voicemail there, the 530 area code, 402-7007. That's the introduction to Shane as he's tooling across the ridge in a really spectacular valley on his horse.
Yeah. One of the best gunfighters for his style of drawing. Limited, very efficient drawing method when he was drawing his gun. So, all of that was in the Montana area and places like Montana, also South Dakota. South Dakota is a good one. You had Custer, South Dakota, and you had the likes of the gentleman, Wild Bill Hickok. You see, he had another style of drawing a gun. He was a cross drawer, but he could use two guns at once, and he got his start riding shotgun in people who were using covered wagons and what have you, being attacked and so on and so forth. So. But yes. There's a lot of good history here. By the way, we have the diesel engine is more efficient than a gasoline engine, and the diesel emissions are not as bad as gasoline engines. So that's another thing that serves for diesel.
Well, yeah, that's pretty cool, too, how a man named Joshua Tickle wrote the Biodiesel Bible couple of books there.
Yeah.
And he saw the farmer pouring the canola oil into the tractor and was like, what are you doing? And that's definitely the best place for canola oil. That's the best use for soy is printing with it. So don't touch the ink too much.
Well, you're absolutely right. You can use a lot of different oils for a diesel engine.
Right on. So here we are at the top of the hour. National Intel Report, Dr. Kelly and James. We'll see you on the other side of this break. Make sure you go and support RBN and get your goodies.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today, because you can handle the truth.